T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The following is paid for by the Health Insurance Store. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
All right, good morning. Welcome everyone to Medicare A to Z, the program that helps you understand all your Medicare options, how to avoid costly medical bills, gain access to the doctors and hospitals you need, and unravel all the confusion of Medicare. And now, Medicare A to Z with Aaron Zolbrod, president and founder of the Health Insurance Store.
So glad you could join us today, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron standing by. Now remember, you can reach them at their office at 724-603-3403 in Connellsville, and yes, 21 Yost Boulevard, just off of Ardmore Boulevard. GetYourBestPlan.com is where you can find out more. Look, open enrollment is just literally days away, so we're going to get to that. But before we do all of that, I want to remind you that you can call in with all of your questions right now. All of our lines are open. It's very important that you call early so you can reserve your space, so when we get to the phones, you'll get a chance to get your question answered by Aaron. That number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But good morning, Aaron. Good to have you back. And I guess let's start off with telling the folks about the Health Insurance Store. Good morning.
Yeah, so just in case people haven't listened before, you know, the Health Insurance Store is a brokerage, basically. So we're appointed to sell, provide products from every Medicare company, every competitive Medicare company on the market. So it's basically a one-stop shop where you can come in and see plans from any company that you may be interested in. We've been in business for what will be 12 years in April. We have 10,000 active clients currently, over 10,000, and we've helped thousands more since we opened almost 12 years ago. So, you know, what's great about coming to the Health Insurance Store is you're going to get unbiased advice, and again, every company that you need. You don't need to call each and every company one by one, you know, get their version of what they think is best. You can come in and get all laid out across the desk and you know, get our professional advice. Obviously, we're licensed agents. It's not easy to do, so we really do consider ourselves the utmost experts in Medicare in Western Pennsylvania.
All right, sounds good. So here we are, 25 days away, according to your calculation, October the 15th. So what do we need to know as the clock is ticking open enrollment?
You know, Rob, what I keep seeing over and over and over again, and, you know, in 12 years you would think that kind of the spigot would shut off, so to speak, of people who aren't getting good information. You need to be armed with information. You can't just sit back and say, oh, I've had this plan for 14 years. You know, it's the right one. I'm going to give you an example. On Thursday, we had an lady in her early 80s in the office. She was paying $230-something dollars for a Medicare Advantage plan. That exposed her to over $5,000 in medical bills. She was qualified for PACE, full PACE, which means she made less than $16,000 a year, Rob. And she was paying $200-something dollars for a plan that exposed herself, again, to $6,000 in out-of-pocket cost. Well, after speaking with her, we realized she was on PACE, and there was another plan available to her that cost nothing, Rob, zero premium, that had almost the exact same copays than what she had now, and smaller copays in some instances. And again, she was going to save $230 a month. That's over $2,500 a year. That's a huge portion of her income. And she just had said, well, I've just had this forever. I've had it for, you know, when she first got it, she was paying $40 a month for this plan. And over time, it went to $230-something dollars. And you just got to get that information of what's out there, number one. You know, people who, Rob, it's almost an epidemic of people who are fearful of this change or that caught in this situation that, you know, again, they've had a company for so long. They've had it. And I said, I bet you've had this, you know, since your husband was in the mill or, you know, where he worked. And she nodded her head. Yep, I've had it. I've had this company forever. And we just figure it's the best. And that's just the wrong way to do it. So that's the first thing people need to understand. The second is you got to understand the difference between supplements and Advantage plans. And that's another piece of information that people aren't getting. You know, the term supplement's been around forever. And so kind of people, and for only 15 years now have these Advantage plans been around. So 2004 they were introduced in mass. And the common perception is that all Medicare plans are supplements. It's kind of like calling all wrenches Channelox, right, or all tissue paper Kleenex. It's just kind of what we call them. Hey, hand me a Kleenex. Hey, hand me the Channelox. Well, there's a lot of other wrenches, or you know, there's other lot of sets of pliers. We just call them Channelox. It's the same with supplements. We call them all supplements, but they're two different kinds, Advantage plans and supplements, and they're two totally different ways of insuring yourself. And you have to make sure you're getting the right one for your specific information. There's no one-size-fits-all approach.
All right, now listen, we're going to take our first break, but I highly urge you, if you have a question about some of the issues that he just brought up, and again, with open enrollment just literally weeks away, this is the time that you start laying the groundwork. You can call in today at 866-391-1020, but I highly urge you to call them and set up an appointment at 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. GetYourBestPlan.com. We're going to talk more about best supplements and who is better off on Advantage plans. Also, what's the difference between HMOs and PPOs? Is one better than the other? So those are just a few more of the things that we're going to be talking about. But, you know, this is uncharted water for you, and you've just turned 65, and you're going to be signing coming up on October the 15th, that dotted line for that health care that is so significant for this part in your life. You want to know exactly what you're getting, and this is what Aaron does. He's the professional, and he's here today to take your call. So if you want to call us now at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Take a very short break, check some sports, and then get right back to Aaron Zobra, the health insurance store, getyourbestplan.com. You can reach their office at 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. But we are also taking your calls right now on KDK Radio, Medicare A to Z, every other week, right through the end of the year at 866-391-1020. We'll be right back. All right, phone calls already coming in. So what do you say we take a call, and then we'll get back to Aaron for some more of the things that he wants to talk about today. But you can join us by phoning at 866-391-1020, and you can reach them at the Health Insurance Store, of course, in Connellsville, and also Ardmore Boulevard at 724-603-3403. Let's say good morning to Victoria from Jefferson Hills. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Aaron. Now,
good morning.
This question is probably a first for you, but you probably heard them all. I am on a Medicare disability, and I am 64 years old. And my understanding was, once you are on it for 2 years, that you can opt to get the medical insurance part, which I think I screwed up. I didn't opt for that because my husband has me covered, which we're separated, but anyhow, under his Cigna insurance.
Okay.
So
you don't have Part B, correct, Victoria?
Wait, could you say that again, please?
You don't have Part B, is that correct?
Is Part B the medical part?
Yes, correct.
Okay, no, I do not have that, although I did receive a letter that gave me the choice to take it. And if I understood the letter correctly, if I did not take it at that time, then I guess it would be referred to as a premium would go up when I opted to take it. So
no, that's
I
not
think
correct,
I blew
Victoria.
It.
No, you did not blow it. you're fine because the regulation state or the law states that if you have insurance through yourself or a spouse who's working, is he working?
He's not retired. No, he's retired.
Okay, then you did. Make a mistake. Now, if he was working, quote-unquote working, you'd be fine. But since he's retired, you do need to take Part B. And how long has it been since you were – how long has it been since you've been on Part A?
Say 2 years and maybe 4 to 5 months.
You want to – and so your penalty's not that great right now. You need to apply for Part B between January and March. Your Part B will go into effect in July, and your penalty won't be that steep. But you have to do this, Victoria. Do not wait. And if you want to call the office and ask for me, I will call you back and explain to you this off the air because it is a little bit of a, it's a process. But you do need to do it. You need to do it immediately, okay?
I will do it immediately, if not sooner. I'll call your office.
Yes, honey, and we're going to give the phone number out throughout the show, and you call, and I'll even call you back after the show's over.
Oh, bless you. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you kindly.
Just call in and give the girls your number, and I'll call you back after the show's over.
Oh, well, bless you. That's so kind of you.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, my pleasure, Victoria.
All right, let me give you that phone number, Victoria. It is 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. 3403. And if you want to be like Victoria and talk to Aaron this morning, he's here until 8 o'clock. He joins us every other Saturday right through the end of the year in the 7 o'clock hour. Our number is 866-391-1020. More of the same story. You hear a lot of these stories, do you not, Aaron?
Rob, again, what did we just talk about in the first segment about making mistakes because you're not getting correct information? All it takes is a phone call. All that would have taken is a phone call from Victoria when she first got her Medicare or she first opted out and to ask us if she was doing the right thing or not. That's it. And in that time alone, I could have said, no, Victoria, you do need to enroll in Part B. So what's going to happen with Victoria is she's going to pay about a $30 penalty for her Part B for a long time. So instead of paying $135 for Medicare, she's going to pay $165. And if she would have waited a few more years, it could have been double what she's paying. So there's a lot of intricacies. You know, I don't know if she heard, who told her, well, if you're getting insurance through somewhere else, you don't need Medicare. Again, there's intricacies to this. You know, if you call us, we know this in and out, up and down and sideways. All it takes a lot of times is a phone call. We don't charge for those things, you know, for consultations over the phone in our office. And, Rob, we didn't mention yet today what we're ready to do at this point is our studios were just installed yesterday, in fact, where we have the technology now that if you don't live within, you know, driving distance of one of our offices, we can do what we're calling a virtual appointment, where if you have a computer and you have the internet, You can see and interact with an agent. You can get the same exact thorough evaluation of your plan, you know, advice from the comfort of your home as you would if you were sitting across the desk from us. So, you know, I know that people that live in Beaver or Butler County that live in the South Hills and don't want to drive through two tunnels to get to our office in Forest Hills, we can now go ahead and take care of you from the comfort of your own home. So if you haven't set an appointment because, you know, you're just a little bit too far from us, now you can do that.
All right, 866-391-1020, or, of course, you can reach them at their offices, 724-603-3403. Go ahead, Aaron.
And like I said, you know, Rob, you said if you're turning, you know, if you're soon to turn 65 that you want to, you know, call or come see us. It's everybody who's already on Medicare who wants to, you know, at least pick up the phone and call us and say, hey, I'm on XYZ plan. How are we doing here? What do you think? You're going to get one of two answers. We're going to say, you're doing just fine. Stay right where you're at. Or we're going to say, no, you know what? We really think there's other competitive plans out there for you. You know, we're just going to ask you a few questions about your situation. And we're going to tell you, you know what, we don't really think that plan's very competitive. You're really going to want to come in and sit down side by side and look them over, and also get this, again, get the supplement option. I would say the majority of people in, you know, Pittsburgh area are on Advantage plans, not supplements. And again, those people really want to get that option delivered to them. And you know, with a lot of people we meet, that option was never given to them when they first turned 65, or they went to see an agent, or they called a company directly. They never were given the supplement option. You really should have that. Again, that's a piece of very important information that you need to have. Just like Victoria didn't get the right information, you may not have got the right information or the full story, so to speak.
So why is it they can't get the full story? They just don't want to take time, or the literature doesn't explain it? Why not the full story, Aaron?
So I have a gentleman that's been coming in to see me. He's, you know, his next time in the office will be his third time.
Okay.
He told me he had gone to see three agents prior to getting referred to me. Each agent presented only an Advantage plan option, only an HMO option to him, and each agent presented a different company. Neither one of those three agents presented the supplement option, either because A, they choose not to represent those companies, B, they're only working for one company. In other words, they're captive. They can only sell one company. And so it just wasn't presented to them, Rob. You know, a lot of the advertisements on TV, most of them, the majority of them, are not for supplements. They're for Advantage plans. The mail that people get this time of year when they first turn 65, the majority of that are for Advantage plans and not for supplements. So it's just not being presented. Or they called a company, Rob, directly and were only given the Advantage plan option. Or they went to a seminar or went to a retail location of a company's and were only given the Advantage plan option. You know, generally, the Advantage plans pay brokers, agents, more than supplements do. And unfortunately, you know, some agents are going to make that decision based on what companies are going to get paid the most from. Not all of them, but there's some out there. We don't do that at the health insurance store. We're going to make sure that our clients are presented the options that are going to be best for them, not necessarily not best for our paycheck. You'd be shocked, Rob. We're going to tell 2 out of 5 people, you don't need us. Go ahead and stick with what you got, or go ahead and take this option through, you know, the company you retired from. And, you know, that's just the right way of doing business, and that's what you're always going to get with the health insurance store.
Listen, we have a couple of minutes before the break. We have some calls coming in, and let me advise you that if you want to talk to Aaron, now would be a great time to call today at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And I always advise you, the best advice is to call them at 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. If you want to talk to us, call us now. Aaron, why don't you, in about a minute or so that we have left before the break, explain, so what happens, somebody makes an appointment with you, what's that initial few minutes or first hour like?
I mean, obviously we're going to get an idea of what they're doing now, what their situation is, what their health needs are, and so on and so forth. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to educate them on how original Medicare works, that red, white, and blue card. Then we're going to go over how supplements work and the pros and cons of those. And then we're going to go over Advantage plans and the pros and cons of Advantage plans. Answer questions, get into, you know, needs. Do you travel? Are you a veteran? You know, things of that nature. And we're just going to guide them to the plan that fits their, you know, healthcare needs and budget. And you know, just be real thorough and real personal, because everybody's got a little bit different, you know, needs and scenarios and so on and so forth.
All right, let me get to this break and just remind everyone, we come back, he's going to talk more about, you know, with this open enrollment beginning October the 15th, what you seniors need to know, and more importantly, more on supplements and Advantage plans, and then we're going to spend some time talking about HMOs and PPOs as well. But it's always the best advice is for you to just call and get these questions answered right now, especially if you're about ready to do this for the first time, you've turned 65, this is your initial dealings with this October 15th open enrollment, 866-391-1020. We'll be back. GetYourBestPlan.com. And remember that phone number, 724-603-3403. Lots of calls for Aaron this morning. Let's go to Donna in Penn Hills. Donna, good morning. You're on the air with Aaron Zobrod. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, I'll be 65 next year. I have a great insurance. I worked for the government for 40 years. I have Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Do I need to get Medicare?
Are you going to continue? Are you working currently?
I'm retired right now.
You have to take Part B.
Have to take Part B.
Well, and I take that back. With that plan, with that particular plan, you don't have to.
Okay.
But the scary part is, what we just went through this craziness with the whole Highmark UPMC battle, and those people who opted out of Part B, were not going to be able to access UPMC.
I see.
And if something were to change,
now,
let's say the federal government one day.
I have my husband on the same, with the same coverage. Now, he's already 67. I just put him on the hospital. What is that? Is that Part A?
That's A.
Yes, I just have him on A because I do pay a high premium, you know, each month that comes out of my retirement.
So you could go with the lower premium and have Part B and be covered really, really well. It's just not worth taking the chance, in my opinion, that something may happen down the road. And if you didn't take Part B for, like, say, 10 years, let's say the federal government decides, you know what, they're not going to give you this wonderful plan anymore. They're going to make you guys go with the Medicare supplement, and you didn't have Part B, and now you need to go enroll. You could be looking at a penalty of, like, $200 a month for the rest of your life. To me, it's just not worth it. You know, especially if you can afford that $135 a month. That's what Part B costs. I just wouldn't opt out of it. There's too much that can happen. There's too many unknowns down the road, and it's just scary. Your husband, I would enroll him before that penalty gets ridiculous. Right now, again, it's 10% for every year that you've gone without. So if you enroll him this year in January, it'll go into effect in July, and his penalty will only be about $25-$30.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Can
if you
I
want
come
to
see
again,
you
call
one
us.
Day, and can you help me out with this?
I can. I'll talk you through it. I mean, you're going to want to take it through through the federal government. But I have no problem, talking you through it. If you want to call the office and I can talk you through that.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Okay, and we're
going to
give the office number out throughout the show, so you just be ready with a pen and paper. And
I have been listening.
Okay, great. I have no
problem.
Okay,
Aaron. Thanks so much.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Matthew in Pittsburgh. Hey, Matthew, you're on the air with Aaron Zobrod. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Appreciate your show today. I'm in the middle of changing jobs, or actually kind of leaving my current job, which has been full-time. I'm training my replacement in South Carolina, moving to Pennsylvania eventually. And I'm going to be losing my health insurance because of this move. And I guess my employer to be does not offer health insurance.
So how old are you?
I'm 58.
58. So if he doesn't offer, if your employer doesn't offer health insurance, you're going to need to go on the marketplace and get a plan for yourself, an individual plan. My advice to you, we do that on a very limited basis, because unfortunately the insurance companies have decided. Not to pay us, with the exception of a 45-day period, and they don't really compensate us very much at all. So we've kind of gotten out of that business. What I would suggest you do is you call both of the insurance. There's only two companies that offer marketplace plans, or Affordable Care Act plans, or Obamacare plans. So be it. And that's Highmark and UPMC. So you're going to want to call those companies directly and compare and contrast those plans for yourself. I will tell you, once you turn 60, we do help people 60 and older do those marketplace plans. And so if you turn 60 years old, we'd be more than happy to help you. But again, we just don't get compensated to do that. So we can only do it on a limited basis.
All right. Well, I appreciate the information. You have a great day.
My pleasure. Thanks for the phone call.
All right, Aaron, where do you want to pick up before we get to our next break? By the way, if you folks want to call us at 866-391-1020, you can do that, or you can dial directly at 724-603-3403 to get in touch with Aaron and his staff at the Health Insurance Store in Connellsville and Ardmore Boulevard. What's next, Aaron?
Very quickly, I want to try to give some very quick differences between Advantage plans and supplements. So I want to start with a supplement. So a supplement is also known as a Medigap policy. And the Medigap is a perfect name for it because it's designed to cover the gaps in Medicare. So here's how Medicare works in a quick nutshell. Medicare Part A is your hospitalization, covers everything but $1,364 of a hospital stay. A Medigap policy will come in and pick that $1,364 up. So if you're hospitalized, you don't pay a penny. Medicare Part B is your medical. These are all your outpatient procedures and services, doctor visits, blood tests, x-rays, CAT scans, outpatient surgical procedures, chemo, radiation, skilled nursing facility, durable medical equipment, on and on and on. That's covered at 80% by Medicare. It leaves a Medicare recipient on the hook for the 20%. The Medigap policy comes in and covers that 20%. When you have a Medigap policy, you show two cards at a doctor, your Medicare card and your supplement card. You have very little or no out-of-pocket costs when you have a supplement or a Medigap policy, and you can go to any doctor or hospital in the entire country that accepts Medicare. They tend to be a bit more expensive than HMOs or PPOs, tend to be. Now, when people like this, the lady I talked about, the 80-year-old, was paying $230 for her HMO, she's paying more than what a supplement would cost. So they can be more. But generally, you know, when you take Advantage plans, we advise people to take the lower cost plans. Advantage plans work completely different, okay? If you want to know if you've got an Advantage plan, pull the card out, you show it to the doctor. If it says HMO or PPO, you have an Advantage plan. They are not designed to pick up the portion of the bill that Medicare doesn't, the $1,364 and the 20%. They're designed to pay in place of Medicare. In other words, you don't show your Medicare card at a doctor, hospital, or lab. What Medicare is doing, instead of paying that 80% and paying for your hospitalization minus that $1,300, they're paying the private insurance company you've chosen, the HMO or PPO provider. They're paying them approximately $800 a month. For lack of a better term, Rob, they're paying to get rid of you. They're paying the private insurance company to take on the burden of providing you with benefits in paying all your claims. Now, unlike its supplements, which basically pay everything that Medicare doesn't or close to everything, when you have an HMO or PPO Advantage plan, you're gonna contribute to the cost sharing. You're gonna pay for doctor visits. You're gonna pay a copay for blood tests, for x-rays, for CAT scans, for MRIs, for hospitalizations, for surgical procedures, for ambulance ride, for chemo, radiation, skilled nursing. And some of those can be in the thousands of dollars. So you're going to be on the hook between $3,400 and $6,700 annually in medical bills. And if you need things like skilled nursing, like chemo, like radiation, prosthetic devices, if you need other drugs infused like Remicade or injections in your eye for macular degeneration, you could be billed in the thousands of dollars. And then you're also going to have networks of doctors and hospitals. So I'm working on a gentleman this morning who has a place in Florida that he goes, but he's got an HMO. And when he's down there, he's not covered except in an emergency. He can't choose to go get blood work or a CAT scan or an MRI when he's in Florida because his company won't pay for that. And so, you know, those are just some minor differences, you know, I wouldn't say minor, but kind of the common denominator, so to speak, or the big differences you need to understand between those two types of companies. And again, not enough people understand that. Not enough people have been given that education. Very few brokers like myself break it down like that. Again, if you call a company, if you go to a seminar, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get that option. I'm always shocked about how many people don't get that information.
Let me ask you mentioned about moving somewhere else. Does that really affect if you've signed up and you decide within a month after you leave Pennsylvania and you go south to live in Florida? Does that affect anything?
Oh, absolutely. So first of all, if you're going to move and you have an HMO or PPO, the HMO or PPO you have is regional. It's a Western Pennsylvania, you know, regional PPO. You can't take it when you move permanently to another state or even another area. You could move to Philadelphia, and you're now out of the region where your HMO or PPO is good, and you would need to change, you know, to a HMO or PPO Advantage plan that's in that region. Now, if you have a supplement and you move, you can take it with you, okay? In fact, you can shop and see which is the better, you know, which has the better prices, the area you moved to or the plan you bought based in Pennsylvania. Generally in Florida, those are more expensive, but I have had people who moved to other states where a supplement was less expensive and they bought a supplement, you know, where they moved to and got it cheaper. But I've, most instances, Pennsylvania is very well priced for these supplements, that if they tried to buy one in Florida, it had been twice as much.
All right, we're going to come back and summarize all of the different things we've been talking about. Open enrollment, October the 15th. That we're going to pick up on some of the things we discussed earlier in the broadcast, supplements and advantage plans and much more on HMOs and PPOs. But if you have any questions, we would love to spend the last segment, as we have powering a lot of phone calls on the air today. You can call us at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at the Health Insurance Store. They have offices in Forest Hills, Ardmore Boulevard, and, of course, their home base, their headquarters in Connellsville, where he is at this morning at 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. And that address via the web, again, is getyourbestplan.com. But, again, great time, especially weeks away and getting closer and each and every week. And he'll be back again in 2 weeks, same time, same station in the 7 o'clock hour. Get those questions answered. Phone number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. All right, little call to action here for you. We have about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. We had a couple of calls during the break. We don't have them now. So if you'd like to call in and reserve some space, talk to Aaron. Open enrollment October the 15th, turn 65. This is especially a big time of year for you, just weeks away of making some crucial decisions on which they can help you. You become one of their clients. That number here is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Their headquarters in Connellsville. They also have an office, as we've been telling you, for well, a while now, in Forest Hills on Ardmore Boulevard. That's Yost Boulevard, to be exact. Just 5 minutes from the Parkway East. You can call this number, 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403. GetYourBestPlan.com. So a lot of information this hour. So where would you like to kind of begin to summarize, Aaron?
Well, you know, first I'd like to remind everybody that consultations in the office over the phone or, again, what our new virtual appointments that we can do if you've got, again, a computer or internet where you can interact with an agent live, see his or her face and get the same exact, you know, presentation and thorough evaluation as you could sitting across the desk from us, those are always no cost. Okay, what we recommend is, you know, you can get kind of a pre-evaluation and just call the office and speak to an agent and say, here's the plan I have, what should I do? A lot of times we're going to say, you did a great job, you made a wise choice, stay where you're at, or we're going to say, boy, you really don't have what we consider to be a very competitive plan. You're going to want to come in and sit down with somebody and take a look and let us show you why it's not competitive, side by side and in black and white. I want to take a time. We talked about maybe we'd get into, and again, we'd love to have the phone call, so
yeah,
don't be afraid.
We actually have four calls right now. So whenever,
well, let's take them, and then we'll answer those, and if we get a chance to talk about some stuff. But we'd love to take those calls. Let's go ahead and take those, Rob.
All right, let's go to a Willard. Willard, how are you? Welcome to KDK, Medicare A to Z. Aaron Zobrod, good morning.
Okay, I'm okay. I wanted to ask about the supplement. I'm on I got an Advantage plan now.
Okay.
With Highmark.
Okay. What are you paying for it, Willard?
It's zero premium.
It's a zero premium. Okay. I'm familiar with that plan. So I'm glad you called, because these are types of people, like we were going to talk about who's got an Advantage plan and who might want a supplement. Well, the Advantage plans, if you're going to have one, we feel like you should have those low-cost plans like you have, Willard. So the concept of what you're doing is you're not paying a premium. And so if you stay relatively healthy, you can save a lot of money, because a supplement might cost you $150. How old are you?
I'm 86.
So a supplement would be quite a bit of money for you, probably $200 a month. So what you're doing
now, how much does it pay when you go?
Well, you wouldn't. That's the thing with a supplement. You wouldn't pay. You would pay little or nothing out of your pocket when you went to a doctor. So with your plan right now, you know, if you have... If you need some more expense, you pay, you know, a couple hundred bucks if you need an MRI. You pay $25, say, if you go get an X-ray.
We paid My wife, she's getting treated for cancer, and she paid for an MRI, I think, $250.
Correct. And, well, if she, God forbid she needs chemo, she's going to pay 20% of that cost. So, Willard, I would really recommend that you make an appointment and let us just evaluate what plan is going to be more cost-effective in this situation. So that's the deal with Advantage plans. They're great when you're healthy.
Uh-huh.
When you get sick, she could be billed up to, you know, I'd have to take a look at what it's going to be next year, but she could be billed up to $5,500, you know, to $6,700 next year. We want to get a plan that might limit that a little bit, okay? So, and that's also going to keep her access to doctors and hospitals. So you're one of those people I would definitely say you're for sure a candidate to come sit down in the office and let's talk about, you know, with what she's got going on, what you've got going on, what might be the best option for you in 2020.
All right, let me give you that number if I can, Willard. 724-603-3403. 724-603-3403. All right, let's go to Judy up next for Aaron Zobrod. Good morning, Judy.
Hi. Just thanks for taking my call. What I'm calling about, I have been complaining to Medicare and to everybody that will listen to me because I have a subrogation problem. I have primary insurance for an auto accident when I go in for an auto accident. But the admitting clerks refuse, and they just submit right away to my United Health plan, which is a supplement, and then they'll submit to Medicare. But on the back of the page, it tells you that Medicare can recoup all losses after your death. And people are not reading this. I had to fight with people to tell them read the back of their own admitting sheets.
Aaron, let me just let you jump in on that because we're really up against time. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm just going to say that if she's getting treated for injuries related to an auto accident and the insurance auto insurance is obligated to pay that, that's a fight between Medicare and the auto insurance company that you know. If she's not getting bills, there's no reason to worry about it. You let those two fight it out. But, you know, I see very, you know, sometimes you're going to have to get in the middle of that. And what happens is if the auto insurance doesn't pay and Medicare doesn't pay, then it comes back to the patient. But if she's not getting that, there's no reason to get upset about it. As long as the bills are getting paid, I wouldn't worry about it.
All right, let's go to Barb in White Oak for Aaron Zobrod. Hey, Barb, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. My question is with Medigap. From my understanding, if you have a lot of health issues, your best plan is to go on a Medigap because it doesn't increase like the supplements do. And, you know, the more health issues you have, they really can't drop you. And I didn't know if a supplement can drop you.
Medigap and a supplement are the same thing, so remember that. That's the same exact thing.
Okay.
So when you have a supplement, if you have a lot of health issues, you won't be paying piecemeal. Like with an Advantage plan, you just heard Willard say his wife pays $250 for an MRI. She's going to pay 20% of the cost if she needs chemo. With a supplement, you wouldn't pay any of that. She wouldn't pay for that $250, and she wouldn't pay for chemo. It would be no cost. The problem is you can't. Willard's wife is not going to be able to go to a supplement because she now has a pre-existing condition, and they won't take her. So now what we do is we're stuck on an Advantage plan that I don't care which one she takes, she's going to pay 20% for chemotherapy. Now, what we want to do in her case is we want to get the company that's going to limit how much she's going to pay out of pocket in that situation. We'd rather get her on a plan that's going to be closer to $3,400 than one that's going to be $6,700. But again, Medigap policy, and this is why it's so important to make that right decision when you're healthy or when you're 65, because if you don't choose a Medigap policy when you first turn 65 or when you're healthy enough to pass medical underwriting, you may never be able to get one again. And so but supplements can never drop you. So let's say that Willard's wife had a supplement, and now she's going to need $150,000 worth of chemo. That supplement company can never drop her, and they can never pick on her individually and raise her premiums. Okay?
Okay.
So
now let me ask you this. My brother-in-law is 71. He went on an Advantage plan at 65 but has no health issues. Can he
get on a supplement?
He can get on a supplement,
And while he's healthy. But let's say he says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm healthy. Like Willard's wife, she was healthy, too, until she got diagnosed with cancer. And now he gets bills for $6,700, and now he calls me and wants to go to a supplement. Guess what? It's not happening. You got to do it while you're healthy. And, you know, someone like that has been healthy since 65. I like to say sometimes, maybe it's time to cash in your chips. I've saved all that premium.
Is there a lot of different supplements? I'm sorry, I'm trying to...
Supplements are generally all created equal. There's just different companies that supply them.
Companies.
And then we want to get one.
They all are about the same around dollar amount.
Again, he wants to come see us so we can pinpoint the ones that are going to be
most cost-effective.
My husband
will be turning 65 next year. So, and you said you're located in Forest Hills?
That's correct. Forest Hills, and again, if he can't or you can't make it to us, we can do it, you know, via the computer or over the phone, too, as well.
Right. Okay, very good. Okay. Thanks so much.
Great questions. Thank you so much.
All right, listen, we only have like a minute and a half left. And to Brad and Kathy and Pat, let me just tell all of you, he'll be back in 2 weeks, but I wouldn't wait. I would just take this number down and I would call their office. They're in Forest Hills, as you heard him mention, but also in Connellsville. They'll come to you. They're doing some FaceTiming, some really neat new stuff now with their new studio there. So 724-603-3403, 724-603-3403, and getyourbestplan.com. Aaron, the final minute, it's all yours.
So much misinformation, Rob. So much. Just in this short show, you know, we've been on the air for an hour, and you just see all the confusion. Just pick up the phone. You can call us. The advice is no cost. You know, a lot of times we're just going to give you free advice and send you on your way. And a lot of times we're going to advise people to come in, but just pick up that phone and call one of our offices. We're always glad to help people, whether we get compensated or not. We get that sometimes we will and sometimes we won't, but the right thing to do is just to help seniors, help the community, and we're always going to do that.
Aaron, listen, it's always a pleasure. We will catch up with you coming up in 2 weeks. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend and a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thanks for joining
us
today.
Thanks, Rob. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, now listen, let me just kind of give you that very important phone number again. He is at the office right now. They will be able to take some calls, but also just get their information to them, and they'll get back to you for sure in the next couple of days. Their number is 724-603-3403. That's 724-603-3403. GetYourBestPlan.com is their website. All right, stay with us. We've got news coming up next with Melinda Roeder and then the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh presentation of Pittsburgh Works with Dr. Richard Rafferty. Lots more to come today. Please stay with us. We are just underway for another weekend, a Saturday edition of Rob Pratt Saturday on KDK Radio. The big story, that water main break, work continues. Melinda will have the latest on that and much more in the way of news coming up at 8 o'clock, 2 minutes away on Rob Pratt Saturday, KDK Radio. Good morning.